It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Reggie Atatula, John Lopez, Byron in for Figgy Fig today. They are in the loop, and they start now.
Damn, Skippy, we start now. Happy Tuesday to you. Appreciation, of course, to Sean for always giving us a great intro.
Appreciation to B. Scott for making the move.
That's right. I wanted to mention that.
That's a team player
right
there.
That is a considerate human being right
there.
Sean,
did you see what he did?
No, I did. I commented on it to him during the break. I said, you're making me look bad.
Did you see that?
No, I did.
He packed up during the break, got it all over here, so Reggie could sit right there and get it done.
Which is not necessary.
B. Scott, give me a high five.
But also, because of my role, I'm very in tune to what all of you do.
Yeah.
Because on any given day, I might sit in for any one of you.
Yeah.
So I know what goes on for everybody.
Yeah.
So it's just easier for me to do.
I know I'm an entitled brat.
Sean, I thought that was really nice of him.
That was, I can tell.
I don't nice have Sean's status. I humble myself.
Who said? That's not true.
Hey, man, let that name B. Scott from Hiram Clark. I'll see what happens after that. Shout out to B. Scott.
My birthday was last week. He didn't even move.
It was last week.
I didn't know until I saw the email that it was your birthday.
I don't announce
which he's not happy about, by the way.
I yelled at Leroy.
He did?
He
what
actually
are you doing?
Did.
Why are you doing that to me?
He shouldn't shout out to our guy Figgy Fig, who he is out today, but don't go to making fun of him. He is out for good reasons. He's out reading to the babies, making sure the literacy happens amongst the youth of Houston, Texas. So shout out to Figgy Fig. We'll catch him back in the studio tomorrow. All right. Let's get going on a Tuesday here in the loop. You can always get involved with the program by texting in to the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610, and then also get involved on either the YouTube or the Twitch, both of those brought to you by Mo Karam Injury Lawyers. And I want to circle back to another program on this station, Texans All Access. They do a fantastic job, especially in these instances where they have an opportunity to be, you know, out on the road. In some ways, they you know, they talked to Casario and D'Amico at the Combine, and they did something similar yesterday as we heard Mark Vandermeer talk to the head coach of this team, D'Amico Ryans, at the league meeting in West Palm Beach. And I thought there were, and you definitely thought there were some things that you felt to be somewhat illuminating, no?
Yeah, how about, I'm going to give Sean Pendergast his love now, because also B. Scott, You know, we all like to have that validation. So I immediately thought about this, and then I opened up my phone, and I saw Sean tweeted out a poll about this.
Granted, a Pender poll, sir.
A Pender poll.
Those things are branded.
Yes. Obviously, B. Scott brought up a question this morning on the show, and I had the exact same question I was already typing on my notes.
Sure.
Did D'Amico tell us he's pretty much good with the offensive line? Are we good?
In theory, no.
Did D'Amico tell us?
And did D'Amico tell us that? That is a possibility. In fact, I take you to Texans All Access. This is Cut 5, Byron. By the way, shout out to Byron Matthews sitting in for Figgy Fig on this day. But this is D'Amico Ryans talking about rebuilding the offensive line. And D'Amico, what are you looking to accomplish here?
Yeah, with our offensive line, I'm looking to just, when I say reshape it, revamp it, we still want quality. We got quality players.
Right.
Adding Cam Robinson, Trent Brown, Lakin Tomlinson, Ed Ingram, these guys have played. They've started NFL games. They have experience. Now, I'm hoping that experience, along with our young guys and all the guys competing, we can find the best five guys for us. And the biggest thing for me is the mindset of our offensive line is making sure we instill that pride that we're going to protect our quarterback, right? We're going to play tough. We're going to play physical. We're going to play nasty. And that's what I want to see from our offensive line.
So mindset, pride, quality players.
Sure.
You can kind of read into that what you want, but I think at least three of us kind of wondered, are they good? And I know they're going to, I shouldn't say I know. I think the odds are they're still going to draft an offensive lineman with the number 25 overall pick, but maybe not.
I would like to go to the John Lopez sports book for a moment, if you don't mind.
Yeah, man.
You said the odds are, if you were to put, I'm just going to ask it as a percentage because I don't want to get mired in like what the odds actually are.
Yeah, it's but plus whatever.
Percentage chance that after day two, there is another offensive lineman in this room is what?
After day two.
Correct. So after the third round is completed, that there is
85%.
Really? That low?
I think they're going to draft one. Well, day two's third round too, isn't it?
Exactly.
95%.
There we go. That's about what I was anticipating from you and just in general, right? It just feels like, and more likely than not is like, a majority, which is 50%. And I think that probably says nothing. But I think that there is a high likelihood, and it's damn near impossible that they come out of those 2 days without having taken a offensive lineman, whether that's like one of these tackles that it seems like a lot of the draft scouts are mocking to the Texans, or if it's one of these guards going backwards a little bit to the place that we felt like we were prior, and maybe you feel the addition of Cam Robinson stabilize the outsides and you're just going to add someone in the interior, what have you.
Yeah.
It feels like you are going to add an offensive lineman. I think the question is, does that young offensive lineman get in early?
Okay, let me ask you this. How about after day one?
And that is a question that is popping up.
Like, day one's going to be a starter.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you draft a first round pick, the anticipation is that that person is going to come in and start, except for like a few very small circumstances in which you probably are drafting a guy in a position that you're already good at. However, you're drafting for the future of it, right? There's some situations that you look at.
Yeah.
Like maybe you look at the Rams, who have Rob Havenstein as a tackle on their offensive line. He's a starter. However, they might still draft a tackle saying, in the future, that person's going to take over because Havenstein might be like actually about ready to be done, right? Yeah. Maybe in circumstances like
that. But by
and
large, you're drafting a starter, and so what are the odds in day one?
And that feels like it dips a little bit. I will salute Brad Daugherty of the Texans because he puts together his
mock draft.
Drew Daugherty.
Yeah, Brad Daugherty's that's the Cavs, isn't it? NASCAR owner.
Yeah, and he was a Cavs player.
Right? Yeah.
I do that all the time, don't I? Drew Daugherty, apologies to the man, but he absolutely, the work is undeniable, even if my dumb self can't remember names properly. But he is the man for the Texans who puts together the mock draft roundup, who goes to, I appreciate this work quite a bit because he siphons through, like everybody's putting out mock drafts, but he kind of gets to the most credible of the sources who put out mock drafts. And he has, if you look at the most mocked players to the Texans, a majority of them are offensive linemen. But then you get a decent amount of wide receivers in there, whether it's Emeka Egbuka, who obviously is like the most likely. Sometimes you'll get in some to some Matthew Golden or what have you. Day one, it feels like it's probably like what, a 65%.
I was gonna ask you, if I say 65%.
Oh, so that was the I hit the push button.
Yeah, yeah. What would you say? I think that's about right. Now, here's the other part of this that's interesting to me, and I don't mean to be copping out or vague or whatever. It's just interesting. I mean, I don't know if it's a good or bad thing that they might be good with. I mean, he said these are all guys that started. I mean, he was talking about Ingram, you know,
yep.
and guys that we didn't think had a really big chance. But the way he's talking about it, he's like, hey, veteran guys, we want them nasty. We want the mindset. They've all started. Quality players is another term that he used. I don't know if it's good or bad. Are they good? Are they good with this line?
I think that they would not be in this place if they did not have some level of whether you believe them to like actually be right in this.
Yeah.
Belief in the guys that they brought in. Mm-hmm. And because
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Watchword has been competition. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in order to have competition, you would imagine you have to have capable competitors. And so in theory, they have brought in a whole bunch of dudes that can compete. And to mm-hmm. some degree, like, you can absolutely see that, right? Cam Robinson obviously was a starter all last year between his time in Jacksonville and Minnesota, although, you know, it seemed to fall off a little bit in Minnesota. And you could point to some of the ways in which the techniques were different, as I think Nate Tice did mm-hmm. on his podcast, right? You could talk about Laken Tomlinson, started all 17 games, in fact,
yeah.
for the Seattle Seahawks. Like, to what degree of capability? Mm-hmm. You can argue that. Ed Ingram, I think he lost his job yeah. last year, but he has been in contention to be a starter. He's mm-hmm. been that kind of player. We know the guys that are already on the team, the levels of belief that you have to have in those guys to start with. Like, you believe that all of them can be capable starters, and it seems like that is the bar that they have.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like also, though, for me personally, having seen what CJ Stroud went through, hell, having seen, and mm-hmm. I can't shake this from my mind, seeing what the Chiefs went through when their offensive line did not play up to standard the couple of times
yeah.
that they went to the Super Bowl and it did not look right, especially including the time where they had the best, what is widely regarded as the best quarterback in the league and the best player in the world
yeah.
out here throwing passes horizontal to the field, mm-hmm. to the playing surface, because the offensive line wasn't together. I feel like that should not be the bar. However, if that's the bar, is just, we think that we can get a one band, one sound mm-hmm. out of this mug, right? Like, if we can get to that place, then this will be fine. If that's what you believe, I think that you can see how you got there. But I'm still in a place where I would like to see more talent at it, and that feels like that's going to be the young guys coming in. So,
bingo.
No.
You mentioned the Chiefs, and I think that's a great example that I actually didn't think about, so it fits perfectly with the next question I had for myself as much as for you and our listeners. All right, so it's about mindset. It's about swarm offensively, right, with the offensive line. The difference to me is, well, let me pose it as a question. The Texans' defense is all about swarm, and it's an attitude, it's a culture that they've developed. Swarm defense. But they're really good. Like, they're really talented. They have two of the best edge rushers you can think of. They have badass cornerbacks. You know, they have a mean linebacker. You know, they have good, really, really good players. Does the mindset on the offensive line matter if they're not really good too? I mean, it's easy to sit here and say mindset, swarm, five fingers in a glove, all that stuff. But if they're not really good up front, does it matter?
I mean, yes, to some degree, because mm-hmm. mindset, especially in that position in particular, mm-hmm. right? Offensive line is very much, you need some want to be able to go and do that position. Like, this is the dirty work. It's the position that we talk about in such a way where we go, when you're doing your job well, you get no level. Like, it's not like anybody's coming and patting you on the back. So this is a position that you have to, like, have. There has to be an internal, you know, motivation mm-hmm. that happens there, which I think lines up pretty nicely with the idea of the mindset that you take to the job. So that matters a good deal. In fact, that's one of the reasons and why I think, at least on the outside of the building, there's been a lot of talk about this offensive line last year in the ways of, yo, this needs to be shaken up. This mm-hmm. can't remain as such. And I think that for you, when you've talked about like the whole idea of the toxic locker room mm-hmm. or whatever that's been used, and I know that word is really, I mean, it's contentious or what have you. But I think that probably is what you're talking about, right? Is just, hey, how much want to does this team, does this offensive line demonstrate in going about and like trying to dominate their opposition? And it felt like that was lacking in some way.
It's easy.
I think that that matters. However, I do think that you can't have that matter to the point where you neglect a level
right.
of talent.
All right, right. Because it's easy to say, boy, this defense really swarms when it's freaking Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson.
Sure.
You know, all of a sudden swarm, you know, that gets a lot easier to do. But if you have Laken Tomlinson and Ed Ingram and, you know, whatever you think of Cam Robinson and Trent Brown at this point in their careers, is swarm going to make them all of a sudden one of the better, you know, protection units in the NFL?
But with all due respect, right, like some of the swarm dudes as well on the defense are not like the guys that you would look at as I'm glad that you mentioned names before I could, because I was like, man, how do I do this without sounding like a jerk? That's like, hey, he's not all that good, but he's playing above his, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a real jerk way of going about this.
Petrie.
I mean, how do we feel about Tim Settle in that way? How do we feel about Mario Edwards in that way? Like, you've seen the ways in which, yes, that competition, that swarm mentality mm-hmm. can elevate talent, but I think you're right. You still need the tent poles. Mm-hmm. You still need the guys, you know, the Jimmys and Joes still matter in this league. Yeah. Otherwise, we would not spend months upon months doing the whole draft scouting thing, especially in a public facing way, like media evaluation and all that stuff, if it did not matter to what's happening here. And that's why I'm still like, I come back to that question that B. Scott asked that ended up on the Pender poll that you've posed mm-hmm. in some way in this segment, which is, are they good? And in some ways, no, I don't. Yeah. I still don't see that particular player. Because if you look at let's look at the line room that mm-hmm. currently exists for this Houston Texas team. Who is that tent pole, if you were to say that you had, or who all would be the tent poles
on the line,
on the offensive line? I would say that is the talent.
I would point to Cam Robinson. They would point to Trent Brown. I feel just based on you know what the things they've said about him. But boy, you know both of those have some.
You're not putting Titus in there, especially if he plays guard.
I guess.
Okay.
I guess I'd put Titus there if he plays guard. Yeah.
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. I'm still in that place where I don't know that they're fully good. Mm-hmm. Can they be better? Sure. And this is the additional level of it. And I think we'll circle back around to talking about this because later on in the show, I want to ask what the listeners, what our dream and nightmare picks are for that 25 pick. Mm-hmm. Should the Texans stand pat and select there? But I think that why it's imperative that you do, in fact, go for a lineman and one that you believe to be really good and that they factor in very early, of course, provided that they actually are capable of playing at the level that you need them to, right? That's an obvious caveat that you need there, is because I think that you make the Laremy Tunsil move not just for this season. In fact, you can make the argument that it's more for the seasons coming after mm-hmm. this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I would kind of really hate if you ended up with a line where you have talent that objectively is less good than Laremy Tunsil this year, and you have not set yourself up for the year's future where those, you know, those young talented guys haven't gotten experience to solidify that offensive line for 2-3 years down the road with CJ Stroud behind them.
Yeah, well, you know, ideally you're looking at week 5, maybe week 6, where you did draft a guard in this season in the upcoming draft, and he becomes a starter by week 5, week 6, and then you have, you know, an upper tier, you know, player there, whether he's a tackle or a guard. I would suspect guard. All of a sudden, that's what you're talking about. You feel a little better about it, at least moving forward with those types of guys.
Right, because then you start having, one, again, you circle back to, if it's a first-round pick, that's an if. A first-round offensive lineman, that it, you anticipate that being a starting caliber player, and a starting caliber player maybe even to the level of being a tentpole player. You put that tentpole in place, and now you can build around it to have an offensive line that hopefully has that mentality that you want, the swarminess, but then also the talent level to also then take that swarminess and enforce it upon others in the league. So I don't know. I don't know if they're good. And honestly, I don't know that I have really much option than to be like good with what you have right now, pending the NFL draft, which is honestly just over 3 weeks away. Like I don't know if I could say it snuck up on us, but it's kind of amazing how quickly we've gotten to this place. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Tuesday. Coming up next, let's circle around to your Houston Rockets. Unfortunately, they fall yesterday to the Los Angeles Lakers. What was your big takeaway from this game? Because I'm very interested and intrigued by Lopez's takeaway from this game. I'll give you what that is next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.